Hey, it's Di, and welcome back to our show for part two to Pregnant, Pregnant Again and Again. I want to welcome our co-host Stephanie to the show. She is a mother of three, which two are her beautiful bonus babies, aka stepkids. As you all know, I've had four pregnancies and Kamla has had five. Stephanie has been pregnant only once, then tapped out. Girl, why you tapped out and you just started?
So I definitely I take my hats off to women who have multiple kids. I knew my child is the work of three children rolled into one. She's very active, very all over the place, and she's been that way since birth. I have gotten zero sleep for
True.
the last 4 years. And I just know adding somebody else to that equation, just it wouldn't fit my family. Realistically, we have my husband's two children, oldest children are 13 and 12, and you might as well say they're twins. I feel like we're gonna have to do a lot of things back to back financially when they come to high school and in college. And it would be nice to have that breather between them and my biological child. However, and I just don't want to have to, like, when we're done with Kalani, I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to do things that single people do and not have to worry. Oh, I gotta put number four through college or through anything else. I just want to be done. And then also, I didn't want to have to give my body back up because I went through a lot mentally and emotionally during pregnancies. I knew as soon as I had Kalani, she was it coming out of my body for
I
me,
hear
you
you, girl.
know.
So let's talk about these symptoms because they are something serious. Oh my gosh. Like, girl.
Yes.
Kamla, I know
So,
you had something about your symptoms. You was telling me some crazy story.
yeah, my symptoms were, I mean, I didn't have any nausea, like the typical, like, oh, I'm throwing up and all that, but I was super tired every trimester, so exhausted. I got more naps in with my first. Obviously, once you have a kid though and you're pregnant, there's just no napping. There's none of that happening.
No
And
more
I know,
sleeping.
like, exactly. And like with my third, like I said, like we were jet lagged for the second half of my pregnancy. So I mean, bags, black bags under my eyes, like insanity. I just didn't look like myself. So I know every mom, like super tired is a super common symptom. Am I right? Like, Di, I know you were tired.
I've only had this super tiredness on this pregnancy right now. Like it's like I was glued to the couch. I could not get up. My other pregnancies weren't like that. I was just always hungry. So
And I remember I fell asleep for like a half a minute at a stoplight while I was driving home from
oh
work.
my gosh.
Yeah,
Oh
I woke
my
up just in time for the light to turn green and was like, no, I didn't. Yes, I did.
At least your foot was still on the I
True.
did notice I was bloated in the first trimester for each pregnancy. It was like I gained like 6 pounds in the first trimester of just bloat. And then as soon as I hit trimester two, it was gone. And it was just like a muscle belly, like just muscle belly for my second. I mean, it was muscle belly and mom skin. And then the third, it was more muscle belly with more mom skin. So I mean, bloating is just like every pregnancy tall tale of being pregnant for me. First sign of my body reacting to a foreign thing in it. Any of you guys had any bloating?
I think when I first found out I was like pregnant, like the weeks before that, my boobs are tender and just super bloated, but cramping. So you're telling yourself, but wait, I'm having all my period symptoms. It's coming, and it never comes.
For me, with the spotting, I did have like slight, like barely spotting, like just a little bit, and cramping, a lot of cramping. In 7 and 6 weeks, I was cramping. You know that bubble feeling you feel, that ripple when
Yeah.
before you get your period, and you're like, oh, my period's coming. And I remember feeling that with every pregnancy. And because I've had two miscarriages, I always got a little nervous, but then I was I just talk myself out of it. Like, no, you're good. Like, you're pregnant. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely feel something. The Tinder breast is a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
They were Tinder. Do not touch them.
Not funny.
I know. And like disc, like the dark nipples, excuse me.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
What? Yes. That also, you know, it kind of goes with the boob thing. Mm-hmm. And peeing a lot in the first trimester was surprising for me because I was like, there's no baby on my bladder. Why am I peeing so much?
Right.
But, you know, obviously that's a tale that you're pregnant and it's because of, you know, the blood volume in your body getting more blood in your body because you're trying to support another body, another human being. So
right. That's actively creating itself.
Exactly. What about round ligament pain? Can we talk about round ligament pain?
Can you explain what that is?
Like your belly stretching and like your muscle and like that feeling of like tightness.
Yeah. So with my first pregnancy, I had all of that, like, I think maybe the second trimester, and it hurt to me. Like, I had to just sit there and just let it do its thing. And I'm like, okay, I guess it's stretching, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to get stretch marks or something. I wasn't really sure what was going on, but I think it lasted for probably like 2 weeks. But with my other pregnancies, I was already fully stretched. So I didn't have no more stretching after that.
That's stretch.
So for me, I had like hip pain. I think I was in my second trimester,
mm-hmm.
really bad hip pain. I used to work with babies, so I would sit on the floor and get up, and I realized I couldn't get up.
Yep.
Like, without feeling like you're ripping apart type get up.
That groin pain is ridiculous. I had groin pain. I call it groin. Honestly, it felt like my vagina was sore. And I felt that with my second pregnancy and my third. My first pregnancy, I never felt that. I did feel the round ligament pain, like the pulling and the tightness and like, oh, my muscles are, you know, they're expanding and my belly's growing. And I mean, but with my son, I know in the third trimester, laying on my side, because, you know, I had to lay on my left side when I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, it was so sore. That pregnancy pillow was a godsend.
Just ordered one.
Yes. It is God's gift to women. Yeah. That and the breast friend, my guys. Tune in for the breast and bottle feeding.
Oh, gosh, episode. Yes.
My breast friend. But anyway, yes, the pregnancy pillow was very helpful for that. So, and let's talk about our skin, because I really want to get into that.
Yeah, so like, I know with my skin, I've only had the skin problem with my, it's like always, I keep saying my first pregnancy, but my first pregnancy, I had most of these things. So the skin, I had acne on my arms, my shoulders, I should say, kind of like the upper part, kind of like a short sleeve kind of thing. So it was just like brown spots everywhere. And I believe it was obviously from the pregnancy, but then I started putting lotion on. And it kind of slowly, you know, started going away within a month. So I just had to make sure that I put the lotion on, even with pregnancies now. I always knew the acne I had on my arm. So I'm like, all right, I'm putting lotion on, you know, every day, every time I take a shower. And it made a difference. So I know that helped me for that. What about you, Stephanie?
I don't remember having any skin changes. I remember, you know, of course your face swells. So like when I look at pictures of myself in that moment, I didn't know my face was as swollen as it was, but like looking back, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
My nose was huge. Like my lips were huge. Like, why was my face like an air balloon? Like,
yeah, I had blotchy hyperpigmentation on my neck.
Oh, wow.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. Guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had a little bit, my face was just acne up with the girls. With my son, I was glowing like a goddess.
Oh, wow.
I was the most gorgeous thing on the planet. It was just insane how thick my skin was. And with the girls, it was like Quasimodo showed up. It was just a mess. I just looked beat.
Oh, no.
And
with all your beauty.
I know I said in the last episode, these girls really did. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because they say that the girls take your beauty, and yes, ma'am, they sure did. Yeah. And I got skin tags on my face, like all under my eyes, all these skins. I look like an old maid, just like Snow White's witch just coming to give you an apple. It was nasty. I just didn't understand it. And then for sure, in the third trimester, heartburn showed up with the vengeance with all of my children. Yes. You guys had any heartburn?
Yes.
No, I have not.
You lucky girl.
Yeah, I hear people say, they'll say, you have severe heartburn, you're having a girl, or the hair is growing or something like that. I used to hear that. So, but y'all got girls. So I guess maybe because I don't got no girl, I had no heartburn.
I had heartburn with Liam. Well, no, I didn't have it as bad, but with Kylie, I was popping Tums like a maniac.
I wouldn't even take Tums. I was chugging water. But I would I would have to sneak and eat so I wouldn't get nauseous while I was at work. And so once I would chug whatever I was chugging, that's when the heartburn would come. And I'd be like, oh my God, I literally feel like I could breathe fire.
That's crazy. I would want us to reverse back to the skin. I forgot that my wedding ring, every time when I would try to put it on, it will only last about 3 days where I'll start to get these big ass bumps on my on my fingers. And I'm like, so are you telling me my ring is fake? Like, James, hello, what kind of ring did you get? But no, it's just one of those things that I can't wear my wedding ring this whole entire pregnancy. It's dead. And then the back of my neck, I can't even wear a certain jewelry anymore because it's dry and it'll cut my neck. So I definitely had those things going on. I wanted to let y'all know because that's crazy for me. I'm like, I can't wear jewelry anymore.
It's crazy the sensitivity you have in pregnancy and how your body reacts to things. Mm-hmm. I had swelling. Obviously, my face got, puffy because we're, pregnant and gaining weight. But I had swelling with Kylie more so than I did with my other two. Especially with the gestational diabetes, and it was worse when I got the epidural. After I gave birth, my legs were huge. I mean, I was swollen. They were a little worried that I was going to get a blood clot, but that's, for another topic, but still, swelling was real for me in my first pregnancy. You guys have any swelling going on?
No,
I had it afterwards. I looked down and I don't even remember what day it was, but my husband had to tell me, yo, put your feet up, because they were like balloons.
For looking out on you. It's always good for your partner to keep an eye out on these things. What about constipation? Can we talk
afterwards?
Afterwards, yeah. But I think I had constipation with this pregnancy now. So I had to make sure I was eating more fiber foods and a lot of water to release all of that. Cause when you're constipated and pregnant, it's like you're pushing the baby out. So you're you don't want to push too hard, they even tell you so you got to watch that. So you don't want to be constipated. Make sure you do, eat the right foods to release it.
Yeah. Yes. That is such a good tip, Di.
I was definitely drinking. I had a big one of those jugs that Ocean Spray juice comes out of, and I would refill it every day. And that's what I would carry with me and chug it because I was so afraid of dehydration while being pregnant. It wasn't when you read what happens, it's whoa, no.
I bet. And speaking of the toilet, let me tell y'all, when I was pregnant, all my pregnancies, I would urinate, right? Mm-hmm. And there'll be bubbles in the water. I don't know if you pay attention to your spouse or whoever, when men pee, let's put it like that. When men pee, there's a whole bunch of bubbles in that damn toilet. So when I was done, it was looking like a man just pissed. And I'm like, wait, why are these bubbles in here? So the weird thing is that's actually a sign that you're pregnant for a female. So it's kind of like, your cervix is opening a little bit more than it was. So it's just extra air going in. So it's a sign that you're pregnant. Just so you guys know, if you ever see bubbles in your piss, don't count them, but it has to be a lot, not one. It has to be 10, 20,
Yeah.
Mm.
I did want to say I did have a little bit of cravings, but I wasn't starving. There's like a difference. Like I crave things like, oh, I really want this, but I wasn't like, I'm going to eat everything around me. Like I crave steak with all my children, potatoes with the last two. And with Kylie, I crave lime and salt and chicken tortilla soup. Did you guys have any cravings?
I don't remember any cravings. It was just like when I was hungry, I had to eat. I didn't really care too much what it was.
I didn't have any crazy cravings. I remember one time I craved eating grits and eggs and pizza, and I ate that. Like, it's just weird ass combinations I was eating. That's about it.
I remember cooking spaghetti, and I didn't realize I did it, but I cooked spaghetti like 3 nights in a row. And David was like, is this what the baby was eating? I was like, it just tastes good.
Well, that's for sure a craving.
Yeah. And with the cravings, though, I know all of us probably had nausea. So I know with the nausea thing.
I did not have any nausea.
Oh, really? You're lucky, Cam. You're lucky, Kamala. I know, Stephanie, you had nausea, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know I didn't have as bad as Stephanie, but I know the nausea, what helped me, though, was as soon as I felt that feeling, I would literally eat or drink, and it would go away within like a minute. It was like nothing ever happened. So that's a big ass tip for you guys. Make sure you're like just eating and drinking all the time. If not, that feeling always going to come.
Yes. So my doctor told me to make sure that you're never hungry and you won't have it as bad. So I would literally have, like, we had aprons that we'd wear at my job, and I would have my apron pockets full of snacks, just all kinds of stuff.
Dude, my doctor didn't tell me anything. You lucky as hell. I had to figure out the hard way. But yeah, I know I had like that Braxton Hicks thing going on, and I think it was like 28 weeks. Woo! I don't know what it was like for 24 hours for me. I don't know. What about you guys? You had that Braxton Hicks?
I did. I had Braxton Hicks with all my children. I dilated early with Kylie. With Liam and Bryn, I did not. But with Kylie, the Braxton Hicks were doing something because I was 4 centimeters when I went into labor. And so, yes, I had it. Not 24 hours. It would be random. There were times where I had like really hard hits of Braxton Hicks. And I thought we were in labor. But I wasn't. So,
wow.
I actually enjoyed Braxton Hicks because it made me excited that we're towards the end. This is the finish line.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't have any Braxton Hicks to the point where when I did go into labor with Kalani, I thought that they were Braxton Hicks. So I stayed home laboring all the way from 11 o'clock at night to 7 a.m.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thinking that they were Braxton Hicks. So I bypassed that.
I knew the difference for sure. With labor, I was like, this ain't no Braxton Hicks. This baby's coming.
Right? Yeah, I was scared as hell. I was like, I'm only 28 weeks. Wait, what's happening? But it went away. So I was like, oh, I guess I was getting ready for it. Have you guys had any headaches or migraines during your pregnancy?
Yes, I had headaches my second trimester. And a little bit in my third, but every second trimester, it was like a little reminder, like a little friendly reminder, like, hey girl, you moved on to the other trimester. Cause here you go. I'm going to hand you some headaches. I tried not to take Tylenol, but I did. And I know it's okay to take it. But I definitely had headaches, never had migraines, but I definitely had headaches. And so I would just drink water.
Yeah.
And that helps me a lot. And I took Tylenol.
That's what I used to do with my first two pregnancies. But then this baby right now, I had migraines. And that's when I knew what the difference was. I never knew. So headaches is just minor pain. But migraine is like, it doesn't go away no matter what you do, unless you sleep or you pop a pill. So that's when I started taking the Tylenol, because I was like, I can't walk around like this. I have things to do. So yeah, that was a crazy symptom for me. And then I know also like having, I had a UTI and a yeast infection with pregnancies. So that was pretty crazy.
The last 2 weeks of my pregnancy, I had a reoccurring yeast infection that just would not leave me alone. It was bad.
That is brutal. I think I had a yeast infection with Kylie and a UTI. Yeah, but they said it's common, it happens, and they gave me medicine and I took it in and I was fine. But I definitely had discharge in every pregnancy. Oh, wow. And I was like, ew, what is this? I had to wear panty liners every pregnancy because of my,
Wow.
Your mamas, we are talking about all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
But they won't tell you about.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you about. And even, but I want to say something about this yeast infection thing. There's some doctors who will not give you the one dose, you know, the one dose pill you take just to get rid of it within the next 24 hours. Some doctors won't give you that. So be mind, like, I don't know, just know that you can take one dose and just have the right doctor. Don't let them have you walk away with these damn suppositories and stuff and having it for another week, because it's uncomfortable. Yeah. So stay tuned for part three as we open up on how our pregnancies did not go full term, resulting in a miscarriage or threatening miscarriage. Also, download and share our show on all podcast platforms to tune into all new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Follow us at Diverse Mama Podcast on most social media platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you want to be a guest or have a topic suggestion, send us a DM or a comment. Sharing diversity and real life experience to help all diverse mamas around the world. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.